Morning Watch. Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review, Week 1. Message 6. The intrinsic significance of the Book of Judges and the apostasy of Israel in the worshiping of God. Saturday. Related verses. Judges 1:1. And after the death of Joshua, the children of Israel inquired of Jehovah, saying, "Who will go up first for us against the Canaanites in order to fight against them?" Judges 21:25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Each man did what was right in his own eyes. Exodus 26. Yet showing loving kindness to thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Isaiah 62:4-6. And it will no longer be said to you, "Forsaken," nor to your land will it be said any longer, "Desolate." But you will be called, "My delight is in her, and in your land married. For Jehovah delights in you, and your land will be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, your sons will marry you. And with the joy of the bridegroom over the bride, your God will rejoice over you. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all day and all night. They will never keep silent. You who remind Jehovah, do not be dumb. 2 Thessalonians 2:2-3. That you be not quickly shaken in mind, nor alarmed, neither by a spirit, nor by word, nor by a letter, as if by us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, because it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. 2 Peter 2:1-15. But there arose also false prophets among the people, as also among you there will be false teachers, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Forsaking the straight way, they have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Reading for Day 6, Life Study of Judges, Message 1. In order to understand the history in the Old Testament, we need the full scope of the Scriptures. If we read the Old Testament according to this full scope, we will realize that at Mount Sinai, God married Israel. In his concept and desire, he wanted to be to Israel as a husband to a wife, and he expected Israel to act as a wife toward him. We need to keep this point in mind as we read the book of Judges. In writing the books of history, Samuel put Judges after Joshua to show us what kind of life Israel lived toward her husband. For some reason, she did not have a heart to be the wife of Jehovah. As a wife, she forgot her husband, left her husband, and acted according to her own desires. Eventually, Israel became a harlot. At the time of Hosea, Israel was a harlot in the eyes of God. Having fallen into the sin of adultery, she did not have a definite husband. In addition to Jehovah as her husband, she had many other men. This was the situation of Israel in the book of Judges. In the book of Judges, there is a terrible picture of a wife forsaking her husband and not even acknowledging his existence. This is an ugly picture of a harlot, a wife who has forsaken her husband and went after idols. In the beginning, Israel had a bridal love toward God. But after her marriage, she lost her position as a chaste wife to her husband. She forsook God and went to idols. Every idol was a man, and Israel became full of idols. Jeremiah 11:13 says that according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, the people had set up altars to burn incense to their idols. Ezekiel 16:24 tells us that Israel made a high place in every street. This means that there was an idol on every street. This corresponds to the New Testament, which shows us another great harlot in Revelation 17, the Roman Catholic Church, which is the mother of many harlots. Since the mother of the harlots is the apostate Roman Church, the harlots, the daughters of the apostate church, must be all the sects and groups in Christianity that hold to some extent the teaching, practices, and traditions of the apostate Roman Church. In the book of Judges, a particular saying is repeated a number of times. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. But God was the king. According to the principle in the Bible, the husband is the head of the marriage and the head of the family. In creation, God ordained that the man would have this authority. Therefore, he also has the kingship. In typology and in figure, God is the unique man. We all are females because we, the church, are the corporate wife of Christ. Since God is our creator and our Lord, he should be our king. When Israel said that there was no king among them, this meant that they had annulled God and his status. In the book of 1 Samuel, the children of Israel asked God to appoint a king for them. This was a great offense to God. Even though Israel was a wife to God, she became a harlot. She did not recognize God's kingship, and she did not recognize God as her husband. Therefore, the children of Israel did what was right in their own eyes, and as a result, they became rotten and corrupted. This is what we see in the book of Judges. The history in this book is thus a history of rottenness. After the story of Judah and Caleb in 1:1-20, Israel's history, as recorded in Judges, was full of the rottenness and corruption of a harlot. This is the intrinsic significance of the book of Judges.